弟兄姊妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我们如果能够在神的家中一同敬拜，实在是最喜乐的事。
You can worship God together in the house of God is such a joyful thing.
我愿你认识主耶稣。
I wish you knew my Jesus.
在这里特别讲到我的耶稣。
Especially right here says my Jesus.
我的耶稣特别说到我所经历过的耶稣。
It talks about the Jesus that I have experienced.
不是我知识上所认识的耶稣。
It's not just the knowledge that I know him.
是我生命中所认识的这位耶稣。
It's the Jesus that I know in my life.
一个真正认识耶稣的人。
To those who really know Jesus,
会产生一个结果，就会真正的爱他。
Those who are will really love him from their heart.
我们为什么不能够这样全心的爱主？
How can we not love him like this?
因为我们对主没有真实的认识。
Because we don't really know him that well.
刚刚我们所唱的诗歌，如果说我真正知道耶稣为我舍命流血，
If we know that Jesus truly, really died for us.
我怎能够不爱他
How can I not love him?
他为我舍命
He died for us.
他付了最大的代价
He paid the great price.
我是属于他的
I belong to him.
我完全为他活着是理所当然的
Of course, it's the right thing to live for him.
这一首诗歌本来不是我们所要唱的
This is not the original hymn that I picked.
昨天晚上新童弟兄就打电话给我、
Brother Wong called me last night
他说我们本来要唱的是主的爱、
Originally we're to sing the Lord's love
主的妙爱因为他说没有英文的、
Because it didn't have the English translation
他叫我临时找另外一首
So we pick another song
感谢主我们今天唱得非常的好
Pray, thank the Lord that this is a great hymn.
盼望这一首诗歌能够成为我们一生追求的目标。
May this becomes our target, the destiny that we go for through our entire life.
既然我们要认识耶稣
Since we want to know him more,
我们要认识的最高最透
We want to know him throughout and very clearly.
既然我们要成为一个爱主的人
Since we want to become a people who love God
我们要成为一个全心爱他的人
We want to become a person who loves him completely
神最大的诫命就是爱神
God I'm sorry the greatest commandment of God is want us to love him
你要尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神
To love him with all your heart, your strength, your soul and your mind
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你有没有这样的一个心智
Do you have this will in your heart?
我要成为一个真实爱他的人
We'll become the one who loves him
别人不管怎么看我
No matter how others look at us
但是我要成为一个真正爱他的人
Become the one who truly loves him
最起码我们要有这样一个心智
At least we have to have this kind of will
因为这就是神的旨意
Because this is the will of God
爱神爱人这就是神的旨意
To love God and to love people
我们要满足神的心
We want to satisfy the Lord's heart
我们就要成为一个真正爱他的人
Become the one who truly loves him
盼望今天早晨我们对他有更深一层的认识。
May we know him more this morning?
为什么我们不能够爱他
？Why can't we love him?
我们爱，我们认识他实在是不够。
Because we do not know him that well.
但是我们有这样的心智。
But because we have the will,
神会开启我们的心。
The Lord will open our heart.
让我们看见什么地方能够让我们真的表示我对他的爱。
So、to let us see how we should love him.
我们来看两段圣经。
Let's read a couple of scriptures.
创世纪第三章第八节到第十节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10.
我们一同来念。
天起
了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我变成了。我们再读第二段，零后五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。当罪恶临到世界的时候
，When the sin came to this world,
第一个现象就是天起了凉风。
The first thing that happened was that the day became cool.
这个空气就改变了。
The air has changed.
我相信大家都知道，这几年天气一直在改变。
We know that nowadays the weather has changed dramatically.
变得越来越不好。
Became worse and worse every year.
因为今天这个世界，罪在世界上越来越沉重。
Because sin in this world became more heavy.
是世界上人的罪叫世界沉重。
It's because of the sin that the heaviness of sin for the people in this world.
但是我们感谢神。
Well, but we thank the Lord.
神永远不改变。
God never changes.
天气可以起凉风。
The weather can be cool.
世界上的罪可以沉重。
The sin of this world can be heavy.
但是神的爱不改变。
But the love of God will never change.
神要拯救世人的心意永远不改变。
The will of God to save people from this world will never change.
为什么今天我们还要传福音？
Why do we still preaching the gospel nowadays?
因为我们神的爱没有改变。
Because the love of God has never changed.
所以当亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
So when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit,
在他们的身上也起了非常大的改变。
The great change occurred on them as well.
他们改变，这个外面的环境也改变了。
They changed and the environment has changed as well.
他们的第一个改变是什么？
What's the first change?
他们发现他们的眼睛明亮了。
They realized that their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛看见他们从来没有看见过的。
They have seen something they have never seen before.
因为他们看见他们赤身露体。
They saw that themselves that they're naked.
他们发现里面开始有一个害怕。
They discover a fear in their heart.
第一件，他们的眼睛明亮。
First, they have clear eyes.
看见不是神要他们看见的羞耻。
To see the shame that the Lord did not want them to see.
第二个，他们发现在他们里面有一个害怕的心。
And also, they discover this fear in their heart.
从前他们不知道什么叫做害怕。
Before, they did not know anything about fear.
因为他们在神的爱中。
Because they're in the love of God.
他们在神的保护当中。
They're in the protection of God.
他们在神的祝福当中。
They're in the blessing of God.
但是当罪进到他们的里面。
But when sin entered,
不仅外面的环境改变了。
Not only the environment has changed.
他们里面有一个最大的改变，开始害怕。
In them, this fear has affected them.
但是神在那里寻找他们。
The Lord came to seek them.
当他们看见他们赤身露体的时候，
When he saw them naked,
他们里面开始有一个羞耻的感觉。
Oh, they feel that they have this shame inside of them.
他们要开始遮盖他们的羞耻。
They try to cover up their shame.
他们找不到大的树叶。
They just found big leaves.
他们只找到这无花果树的叶子。
They couldn't find big leaves and they just found the leaves.
无花果树的叶子能够叫他们从神的眼中隐藏吗？
Can they hide away from God by covering themselves?
他们在这里躲避耶和华。
They were trying to hide away from the Lord.
但是神却是主动的来寻找他们。
But the Lord came to seek them.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
主耶稣说：“我来，人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的罪人。”
The Son of God came to seek the sin and the sick.
今天我们没有一个人会寻找神。
No one wants to look and seek God.
今天人真正寻找神的时候。
But when man truly seeking God,
所找到的神都是自己建造的一个神。
And this God is built by ourselves.
为什么会有这么多的宗教？
How come there are so many religions out there?
宗教就是人所找到的神。
The religion is the God people who found.
每一个民族所找到的神都是不同。
A different culture has different, God.
唯有基督教是最大不同的。
The only Christianity is different.
就是耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上寻找人。
That Jesus came among men to seek God.
我们都是世上的罪人。
We're all lost sinners.
但是是神所寻找到的罪人。
But we are found by God.
那这个问题主神在那里说你在哪里。
So the first question God asks is, where are you?
神对世界上的第一对人所问的问题就是你在哪里。
The first question God asked the first couple on this earth is, where are you?
这个问题成为一个宇宙性的问题。
It became the universal question.
神要问每一个世界上的人。
He wants to ask everyone in this world.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
有一天我们都要回答这个问题。
And we have to answer this one day.
我们怎么回答说神所问的你在哪里？
How do we answer that when God asks us, where are you?
今天我们想一想，如果今天神问你，你在哪里？
Let's think about this, that if God asked you this question today,
你要怎么回答?
How would you answer?
可能你说, 哎, 我坐在 St. Gabriel 的教会。
You might say, I'm sitting in the church of St. Gabriel.
可能你还在罪中。
Maybe you're still in sin.
可能你在痛苦的当中。
Maybe you have pain in your life.
可能你在最虚空的当中。
Maybe you're in the world of vanity.
神问你说你在哪里？
God asks us, where are you?
我们今天都要回答这个问题。
Today we all have to answer this question.
当神说你在哪里的时候，
When God asks this question,
第一个我们所想到的，
The first thing came to our mind,
就是说到我们和神之间出了问题。
That we have problems between the relationship between us and God.
罪使人和神有间隔。
Sinmakes us separated from God.
吃分别善恶树上的果子不是太大的事。
To eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil is not such a big deal.
但是违背神的命令这是大事。
To disobey God's command is a great thing.
他们不听神的话。
Because they did not listen to God.
因为神说你们吃的日子必定死。
Because the God said to them that the day you eat this fruit will surely die.
神的话是非常的清楚。
God's word were very clear.
但是他们不听神的话。
But because they did not listen to him.
他们却是听了魔鬼撒旦的话。
And they listened to the Satan's word.
说你们吃的日子不一定死。
Because the day that you eat this fruit might not die.
所以他们今天最大的问题是听了魔鬼的话。
So the biggest problem today is that because they listen to the word of Satan.
不是他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子的问题。
It's not just about eating the fruit.
所以问题是当他们接受魔鬼的话。
So it is when they receive the word from Satan.
当他们相信魔鬼的话。
When they believed in the word,
并且接受魔鬼所说的话
and we accept the word from Satan,
吃了分别善恶树上的果子
and eat the forbidden fruit,
他们也同时也把魔鬼接受进来
and
这个才是最大的问题
at the same time they receive Satan in their heart and this is the biggest problem.
我讲一个很简单的例子
Let me give you an example.
如果是一个母亲
A mother
就在那个柜子上
On a counter.
就说哎，说这些所有这个果子什么都你都可以喝。
All these drinks you can drink.
但是有这一瓶呢，它是有毒药的。
Only this one is a poison.
他说你不能吃这个。
Do not drink of this.
因为你吃一定会伤害你的身体。
Because if you drink it, you will hurt yourself.
我相信每一个人都有这样一个倾向。
And I believe that every one of us has this
tendency. 他越想要去尝试。
And the more you try to stop them, they will want to try it.
所以问题是，他去喝那个毒药。
But the problem is when the child went and drink the poison.
当他去喝那个毒药，他的母亲可以赦免他。
The mother can forgive him.
但是一个不能够解决的问题。就是毒药已经进到他的里面了。
But the problem which cannot be solved at that time will be the because the poison is in the body already.
所以神今天赦免我们是可以的。
So today, God can forgive us.
但是要解决那个毒药在我们身体上那个罪，是一个大的事情。
But the poison which is sin inside of us is a big problem that He has to solve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见当人在那背叛、违背神的命令。
We see that when men disobey against God,
他们不仅仅吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
Not only they ate the forbidden fruit,
他们也把仇敌的生命接受进来。
They also received the life of Satan.
所以神说世人都犯了罪啊。
So Jesus said that all have sinned.
那个违背神的命令，把仇敌的生命接受进来，这个是大事情。
Against the word of God and receive the life of Satan, it is a big deal.
所以神必须要差遣他的儿子耶稣基督。
So God has to send down His only Son.
要付罪的代价就是死。
To pay the price for sin, which is death.
因为我们所吃进来那个罪的那个毒性太可怕了。
Because the sin, the poison that we have taken is so poisonous.
只有耶稣基督的生命能够洁净。
Only the life of Christ can cleanse us.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，
So when we receive Jesus Christ,
我们的罪不仅仅得到赦免，
Not only we are forgiven from our sins.
主耶稣在十字架上把罪定死了。
On the cross, Jesus Christ has crucified the sin.
他止住了所有那个罪的毒性。
He has stopped all the poison on the cross.
给我们新的生命。
Gave us a new life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天神在寻找我们。
God is seeking us today.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
可能今天你还在罪中。
Maybe you are in sin today.
所以今天人说谎话实在是太容易了。
So it's very easy for people to lie.
因为撒旦就是说谎之人的父。
Because Satan is the father of all lies.
他就是说谎的源头。
He's the origin of lies.
不管是白谎是黑谎，那个源头都是从仇敌来的。
Doesn't matter what kind of lie, it is all originated from Satan.
有没有一个人上过说谎学校才学会说谎的？
Have you ever attended a school who is teaching you how to lie?
我想没有一个人。
No one.
但是每一个人都会说谎。
But everybody knows how to lie.
有一天我的姊妹向我挑战。
One day, my wife challenged me.
她说你敢不敢？她说你试试看。
Do you dare and do you want to try?
在教会中。
In church?
你问弟兄姊妹。
You ask brothers and sisters.
在三个月之内没有说过一次谎的，请举手。
Please raise their hand if they have not lied within 3 months.
你如果真的没有说谎，请举手。
If you have not lied in 3 months, please raise your hand.
有一次我看见一个小女孩。
I've seen a little girl once.
她五岁。
Five years old.
一直在那吃糖，吃得好高兴。
Keep eating the candy and.
这有一个三岁的小男孩。
There's this three-year-old boy.
一面盯着她看。
Is keep looking at her.
一面流口水。
And drooling at the same time.
说姐姐给我一点吃，给我一点吃。
Can you give me a little bit? Can you give me a little bit?
这个姐姐就很慎重地跟她讲了。
And this little girl told him.
她说：“弟弟，你不能吃这个糖。”
She said, "You cannot eat this candy."
因为这个糖很苦。
Because this candy is very bitter.
我那个时候就是他在那个走廊，说这个不是我们这里，而是在别的地方。我看见，哎，我就看见，我就停下来就看一下。
It was just it happened in the hallway, so I saw them.
这个他说这个糖不能吃的。
She told him you cannot eat this candy.
他说这个糖很苦的。
This is very very bitter.
我一听真的是说谎
了。I heard this is truly a lie.
糖明明是甜的，他却是苦的。
How can you say the candy is bitter when it's sweet?
我是这么小一个孩子。
So I thought that even this little girl,
怎么开始就会说谎话？
How did she know how to lie?
这就是我们当初说领受撒旦的生命。
This is the life that we receive originated from Satan.
今天我们一直活在这个虚谎的里面。
We keep living in this lie.
虽然我们已经信主了，
even though we believe in Jesus Christ,
但是我们还不能够脱开这个罪的可怕。
But we still cannot get away from the power of sin. One day, the other little boy, he stole a $10 from his mom. His mom did not know. But he has shown himself already. He locked himself in his room. Oh, and when he saw his mom, he dared not to look at her eyes straight. And because of that $10, that there's a gap between him and his mother. Do we have this gap between us and God? Maybe it's just a $10. Maybe it's just a little lie.
一直到今天，真的这个谎言在我们的里面。
Until this lie in us today,
只要有机会就冲出来的。
If there's a chance, it'll come out.
但是神要拯救我们。
But the Lord will save us.
神说你在哪里？
God says, where are you?
说到我们和神之间的关系被破坏了。
It talks about the relationship between us and God is being ruined.
人一犯罪。
Once men sin,
就害怕听见神的声音。
And we fear the voice of God.
当我们的光景一不对的时候，
When our conditions is not well,
弟兄，你看见弟兄姊妹都害怕。
Even when we see the brothers and sisters, we are
afraid
of them. 甚至
于我们听见弟兄姊妹打电话给我们，我们都会，到底有什么目的？
Even when the brothers and sisters are calling us, we will wonder what.Intent they're calling us. One day I visit this brother. He's very honest. So he told me. Also, he told me that when you say you want to come and visit me, I start a question in my heart. Should I say yes or no?
这个他来看望值不值得？
Is it worth that for him to come and visit me?
是不是浪费我的时间？
Is it wasting my time?
哎呀，有时候我们的心就是这样子。
Our heart is often like this.
这个当然我们交通之后。
But after we talked,
他觉得还是有帮助。
He still found it helpful.
要不然他也不敢讲这背后的心意。
Otherwise, he wouldn't tell me what he was thinking. So today, between us and God, if we truly love him, when we heard someone talk about Jesus, we will get excited. But many times, even a hymn will disturb us.
We will feel that time is so fast, and it is Sunday again.
How come it's a Sunday again? We're busy about this world every day. But how come it is so fast that it is a Sunday morning again? But when you truly love the Lord, then how come we have not get to Friday night? How come the time is so slow that we haveIt is not Sunday morning yet.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的心态是怎么样。
I don't know how you feel and how you think.
你今天来聚会，到底你的心态是什么？
What's in your heart this morning?
今天神在问说你在哪里。
God asks you today, where are you?
当神在那里说的时候
When God said this
神在那里表明他的爱
God has expressed his love
神爱我们
God loves us
永远不改变
It will never change
可能天气了凉风
Maybe the weather will change
但是神的爱不改变
But the love of God will never change
今天仍然在呼唤我们
He still calls still call,
只有你知道你今天在哪里
He wants to know where you are.
今天很多人人在这里，心不在这里。
Many people may be here, but your heart is not here.
耳朵在那里听，但是头脑想别的事情。
You're hearing the words, but you're thinking about other things.
神今天要寻找我们。
God wants to find us today.
因为神要改变我们。
Because God wants to change us.
今天神在寻找我们。
God is seeking us today.
他要把我们带回到对的光景中。
He wants to bring us back to the right condition.
有一个年轻人。
There's a young man.
他十几岁的时候就信了耶稣。
He believed in the Lord when he was in his teenage.
虽然信了耶稣，但是对主没有真实的认识。
He even though he believed in the Lord, but he did not really know the Lord.
所以特别是在他年轻的时候。
So when he was young.
他说他跟他的母亲的关系非常的恶劣。
His relationship with his mother is really bad.
因为他是长子。
He's the oldest son.
所以他的父母亲对他的要求非常的高。
So the parents has this expectation on him.
他父母亲越要求他，他越讨厌了。
The more that his parents expect him to do well, he hates it. More.
他从小就 学那个夜魔术啊。
He learned magics when he was young.
所以他很年轻的时候就很会表演。
Also, he knew how to perform all this magic.
所以他读大学的时候就常常到那个夜总会去表演。
So he performed those magics that he learned during the college year in the club.
所以他那个时候就很有钱了。
So he made a lot of money.During that time.
这个有钱，他就有很多的享受。
So once you have money, you can start to live a more comfortable life.
真的，主耶稣对他来讲，只不过是一个观念而已。
So God to him is just a thought.
感谢主，他交一个基督徒女朋友。
Praise the Lord that he had a Christian girlfriend.
所以有一次一个夏天夏令会。
So there's a summer conference.
这个他的女朋友带他去夏令会。
That his girlfriend took him to the conference.
就他那个时候以度假的心去参加的。
So he went there as a vacation.
他根本不没有想到要追求主。
He did not even think about the Lord.
就在那个夏令会的当中发生一件事。
But during the conference, something happened.
有一个十二岁的小男孩。
There's a 12-year-old boy.
他就是出去游泳。
He went and swim.
就淹死了。
And he died from drowning.
就整个这个聚会的那个气氛整个都低沉下来。
So the whole meeting was gloomy.
真的不知道要怎么去面对这样的一个情况。
No one knew how to face this situation.
但是那个大会的主席。
The person in charge of that conference
就宣布一件事。
He announced one.
他就把这个男孩这个上面的这个情形交通出来。
So he was sharing what happened to this 12-year-old young boy.
结果他所说的震撼了这个年轻人的心。
And what he shared has shook this young man's heart.
这个领袖他不是说我们现在为这件事情祷告。
The person who is sharing didn't say let's pray about it.
他说我们现在跪下来一同来感谢神。
But he said that let's kneel down and thank the Lord.
这个对他来讲是一个非常大的震撼。
To him it was a great shock.
照一般的情形我们要很伤心。
Usually we will be very sad.
我们甚至于我们要怎么去安慰他的家人。
Or we will think that how to comfort his family.
但是他说我们一同跪下来感谢我们的神。
But he said, let's kneel down and give thanks to the Lord.
在他的心目中就产生两个问题。
So in his heart, there are two questions.
他说这样话的人。
he thought that the person who said this, he's either crazy, will say something so different from ordinary people, or unless he really know this Lord that he's praying to. But yet he started thinking another question.
这个主席是一个非常有名的商人。
And he thought that this person who was sharing this is a businessman.
他不是一个疯子。
He's not a crazy man.
那他在这里这样报告, 一定认识这位神。
So therefore, if he's not crazy, then he must know his God.
所以那一天他一直是想这件事。
So he kept thinking about this.
如果这一位神是真实的,
if this God is real,
我为什么对他不认识?
How come I do not know him?
所以那天晚上,
so that night,
他回到他的房间里面,
he went back to his room.
他就跪下来,
he kneeled down.
他就在神面前, 他说,
He prayed to the Lord that I will offer my life.
如果你是又真又活的神,
if you are a truly real God,
我愿意把我的生命交在你的手中,
I'm willing to give my life to you.
因为他过去是喝酒抽烟赌博的这样一个人,
he used to do a lot of smoking, drinking, and gambling.
他就说我今天晚上,
but that night he said,
我要做最后一次的赌博,
I'll do my last gambling.
他说我用我的生命做赌注跟神打赌,
I'll gamble with my life regarding the Lord.
他说主, 今天晚上,
he said to the Lord that tonight, I will offer my life to you.
只有一个生命我愿意为你把这个赌注赌在你的面前。
I want to use my life to gamble to
know
you. So that was a huge milestone change in his life. So the second morning, he did not like to smoke anymore. The desire to drink was not there anymore. He realized there's a power in him. The power to encourage him to pursue what's the best for him. Praise the Lord that after that he has a great change. He became a famous preacher. He's a preacher with the ability to know how to perform magic.
好像年初的时候有一位就是从新加坡来那个匡建雄, 就是这一位,
it was from Singapore.
他用演魔术来传递神的信息。
Through magic he preached the gospel of God.
当我们真的被主寻找到,
so we were real, when we truly found by the Lord,
主耶稣要改变我们的生命,
he wants to change our life.
改变我们的生命更有活泼更有能力。
He wants to change our lives so that we will be more alive and powerful.
叫我们能够有力量胜过一切的罪恶。
So that we have strength to overcome sin.
神说你在哪里?
God says, where are you?
说到是一个范围。
It talks about
一个范围。
A realm, a
你到底在什么样一个范围?
Talks about a boundary. Which one are you in?
你所在的要决定你的结局。
Where you are decides how you will end your life.
可能你今天说你是一个非常好的人。
Maybe you will say you are a nice person.
你从来没有犯过太大的罪。
You've never really committed a big sin.
你是做了很多的
You have done many wonderful things. People will say religions are all the same.
都是劝人为善的,
to tell you to be a good person. And on the outward, it is so. But the results are very different.
有一次, 我第一次回台湾的时候,
when I first went back to Taiwan,
我从台中桃园要到台中去。
it was on the way from Taoyuan to Taichung.
就那个时候他们说这个公路局很方便。
They say the public transportation was really convenient.
他们说这个公路局有很多班次，所以你只要上去就可以了。
It's very easy, and there are many ways to get to where you want to go.
就到桃园这个公路局的车站。
So I went to the station in Taoyuan.
真的是真的每一个都很像。
Every one of them looks pretty similar.
车型一样。
The bus were the same.
颜色也是一样。
Color.
座位也是一样。
The seats are the same.
只有一个不一样。
There's one thing that's different.
什么不一样？就是那个车牌的目的地不一样。
What's different is the destination of that car is different.
这个我一看，啊，这个往台中了，我很感谢主。
And I saw this one bus that says to Taichung.
我就上去了。
So I went up to that bus.
所以我一上去之后呢，开始上那个高速公路。
So the bus started driving on the freeway.
哎，我说这个车子是应该是要往台中，应该是南下的。
Well, shouldn't this car going south?
诶，他怎么会往北上？
How come he's going north?
我说是不是我坐错车子了？
Is it that I have taken this the wrong bus?
这个我就问司机啊。
So I asked the driver.
我说你到底是往南北上还是南下？
Says, are you going south or are you going north?
他说是北上
啊。I'm going north right now.
我说你这个目的地怎么是往台中的？
And I say, how come you said your destiny is in Taichung?
哦，他说我忘了换了。
He said, I forgot to change.
哇，我必须要送这个车子到台北。
So then I had to follow this bus back to Taipei.
我再从台北又回到台中。
And then from Taipei to Taichung.
你真的在公路局上，你所看见的车，公路局的是完全一样的。
The bus were all look the same.
你不要以为说你只要坐上车就好了。
Don't think that you're on the bus, you're fine.
你不要以为说，任何一个宗教，只要信一个宗教就可以了。
Don't think that any religions that you just believe in them, you'll be fine.
你不要以为说，哦，只要有什么基督教、基督徒的，那也不一定的。
Don't think that just if it because it says it's a Christian, it will be fine.
最近有一个弟兄在刚刚到我们教会。
There's a brother who just newly came to our church.
常常问一个问题，三位一体的问题。
I often ask this question.
因为他在那个监理所做那个 guards.
He's a guard in the prison.
他说常常有那个耶和华见证人会。
There are people from Jehovah Witness.
就他说每一次跟他们谈一谈呢，我的心就被他们拉走了。
Every time I talk to them, my heart kind of leaning toward them.
然后他又跟我们在谈的时候，他的心又往这边去了。
And whenever he talks to us, his heart coming back towards us.
由于上个礼拜他又问这个问题。
So the last Friday he asked the same question.
我就很慎重地跟他讲。
So I told him seriously.
我说顾弟兄。
I said, Brother Gu.
耶和华见证人会是异端。
The Jehovah Witness is a cult.
因为他们不相信耶稣基督的神性。
Because they do not believe the God in the Son of God.
他们所说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
They say Jesus is the Son of God.
他们的那个理解，他们所传达的信息跟我们不一样。
But the message that they express and preach were different from us.
所以他说我们也是神的儿子。
So they say we are also the son of God.
耶稣没有比我们更好，他只跟我们一样，他也是神的儿子，我们也是神的儿子。
They say we are like Jesus, we are all sons of God.
我说你这个神的儿子不能够救世人。
It says that the Jesus like this cannot savehuman race.
只有耶稣基督是神的儿子才能够拯救世人。
Only the Jesus,The Son of God can save the world.
我就跟他说以后你不要再去跟他们谈。
I told him, do not talk to them anymore.
不要在他们的罪上有份。
Don't participate in their sin.
所以今天有很多人看见，哦，基督末世圣徒教会，哇，也是基督教的。
Well, there are many Christians out there, churches.
哦，他们也过圣诞节很欢喜。
And they also celebrate Christmas.
上错了车子。
If you go on to the wrong bus,
你是要到台中，就把你送到台北。
If you're going to Taichung, it'll take you to Taipei.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要坐对车子。
Today we have to get onto the right bus.
只有在基督的里面
Only in Christ.
只有在基督的里面我们才能够得救。
Only in Christ that we can be saved.
若有人在基督里他才是新造的人。
Unless we're in Christ, we cannot be the new creation.
说到两个范围。
Talks about two different realms.
一个在基督的里面。
One is in Christ.
一个不在基督的里面。
One is not in Christ.
在基督的里面我们就得救。
One, in Christ, then we're saved.
你不在基督的里面。
If you are not in Christ,
那个结局一定是灭亡。
The result is a perish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天很清楚。
Today,
到底你是在基督还是不在基督的里面。
It's very clear that whether if you're in Christ or not.
可能你今天说。
Maybe you're saying,
我是一个90%最好的罪人。
I'm 90% good sinner.
但是神说你还是罪人。
But the Lord will say you're still sinner.
我就想到911的时候。
So I when I think about the 9/11 event.
这个纽约的双子星，这个两个塔。
The Twin Tower.
可能有的时候它是在100多层。
On the 100th floor.
没有啊。你可能说我是最好的罪人，是最最顶的一个罪人。
Maybe you'll say I'm on top of all the sinners.
他说你们这些基督徒是最坏、最恶的人，这些需要耶稣的人。
Though you Christians are the sinners who need the Lord.
但是当飞机一炸过去的时候。
And when the plane went over.
不管你在你是最好的罪人还是最坏的罪人。
It doesn't matter if you're on the top or you're on the bottom.
因为你不在基督的里面，整个都毁灭。
If you're not in Christ, everything is gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天,
today,
不是你成为一个最好的人,
it's not that we become the nicest person,
你就可以免去永远的灭亡,
and we can do away the eternal perishment.
今天的问题是你到底在哪里?
Today's the question is, where are you?
如果你不在基督的里面,
If you are not in Christ,
你可能是最好的罪人。
Maybe you are the best sinner.
但是最好的罪人也是在灭亡的灭亡的结局的里面。
But even the best sinner still in the road to perishment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有把握你真的在基督的里面?
Do you have the assurance that you are in the Lord?
如果你真的有把握,
If you have that assurance,
我们今天生命要改变。
Then our life will be changed.
神要改变我们的生命。
God wants to change our life.
有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
在我们教会一个弟兄。
In our church.
说到有一次他的姐妹就做见证。
Talks about his sister was giving a testimony.
他们两个都是博士。
They're all a PhD.
这个男的脾气非常的不好。
This person has a bad temper.
这个姊妹呢，非常的强，女强人。
And his wife, as this sister, his wife is a strong-willed person.
所以两个没有办法在一起。
So they couldn't really be together.
这个姊妹她说有一天她已经伤透到一个地步。
So one day the sister thought that she was just give up the hope.
他就把他们的结婚的照片一张一张的撕了。
About their relationship, that she teared up all the photos of their wedding.
他们已经在那个要离婚的边缘。
They're at the verge to get divorced.
就在那个时候，他就带他的最小的小男孩。
At that time, he brought this his little son.
他就经过我们教会的门口。
Passed through the front door of our church.
我就请他过来。
So we invited them.
我就请他说你要不要来参加我们的聚会
I just invite them that do you want to come in
就从那个礼拜五他来参加了
So from that day he came to join us
他不仅仅带他的这个最小的儿子
Not only he brought his little son
后来他也带他的其他的孩子一起来
And also other children
最后也把他的先生也带进来
Oh and his husband I mean her husband
后来两个都相信也是得救了。
And both of them were saved.
得救之后真的是很大的改变。
And after they're saved, they're great changes.
只有在基督的里面，我们才能够有机会被改变。
They're only in Christ that we will be able to be changed.
所以他们后来就做见证，真的是，他说他们现在的婚姻呢。
So they testify regarding their marriage right now.
现在是倒车甘蔗。
It's like eating the sugar cane from bottom up.
他说越来越好。
It's better and better.
我有一次他常常到中国去出差。
He sometimes goes to China for business.
有时候他去出差的那个地方，有些人会到美国来。
And some of those people will come to U.S.
他就把他带到我们教会。
So he'll bring them to our church.
那个弟兄呢，他本来不是弟兄，他就自己后来他信了耶稣做见证。
And there's this brother, he originally was not a Christian, and he testified later.
他们称这个弟兄就是从台湾来的那个。
He said that this brother from Taiwan.
哇，他说你真的不知道，他的脾气坏到一个地步，没有人敢惹他。
Well, you didn't know how bad that his temper was.
这个他说有一年忽然这个弟兄去的时候。
So one year when this brother came to us.
这个他就说，这个人怎么改变了
？How come this person has got changed?
过去脾气这么败坏、暴躁一个人。
He used to be a bad-tempered person.
怎么现在改变了？
How come he changed?
所以他们就开始问他。
So they started to ask him.
一问才知道说他是信耶稣的。
Then they realized that he believed in Jesus Christ.
所以这个弟兄的见证真的是很好。
So it's a great testimony from this brother.
所以带了几个从国内到他们那个公司这边的公司的时候。
So
都来信了耶稣。
So when they were there with other non-believers from China, they always bring them to church.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
不仅仅说到我们将来可以免受永远的审判。
Not only that we can avoid the judgment in the future.
最重要的就是我们的生命能够被它改变。
The most important thing is that our life can be changed.
有一个弟兄。
A brother.
他是一个非常好的一个，他从小就是第一名。
He was always a number one when he was a child.
一直到大学都是考第一名的。
He was always number one until his college.
每一年都是模范生啊。
He's a role model every year.
但是呢，他说他也有他的软弱和痛苦。
But he said that he has his pain and his weaknesses.
他说他最大的痛苦是什么？
He told us what's his greatest pain.
他说要保持那个第一名是最痛苦的事。
The hardest thing is to maintain that number one.
他说你今年是一个模范生啊。
He said today you may be the role model this year.
你明年要保持那个模范生真是很痛苦。
But you have to maintain that for the next year. It is such a pain.
他说有一次。有一堆学生在那看一个东西呀、啊。
Once when there were a couple of his friends looking at something.
他从那边经过。
He passed by.
哦，人家说啊，这个李健先生不能看。
They told him that no, you cannot look at this.
哦，他是好学生，他是模范生。
Because you're the role model.
心里面就很痛苦啊。
So he was very painful inside.
所以他可以做得很好。
So he can do everything so well.
但是没有一个人真正了解他里面那个痛苦。
But no one will understand his pain in him.
所以他的痛苦是什么？里面跟外面不合一啊。
So his pain is that inside and outside they're not.
他外面看来是一个模范生。
Outwardly he looks like a role model.
但是在他里面很痛苦，做模范生。
But inwardly he is such a pain for him to be a role model.
没有一个人知道。
Nobody knows.
他说自从他信了耶稣之后。
But not until when he received Jesus.
他发现一个人能够不仅仅接纳他外面是模范生。
He found a person not only he can accept him outwardly.
他也可以接受他这个败坏、软弱、痛苦的本相。
But he can also receive his inner condition.
主耶稣能够改变我们的生命。
Jesus can change our life.
主耶稣要改变我们的生命，像他。
Jesus wants to change us to be like him.
所以信耶稣不仅仅是将来可以不灭亡。
So believing Jesus Christ not only talks about we will not perish in the future.
所以今天我们拣选耶稣。
So today when we choose Jesus Christ,
不是只为着将来。
Not just for the future,
乃是为着我们的今生。
But also for today.
叫我们里面有充满了力量。
So we will have the strength.
你知道你的人生的意义目的是什么。
And we will know the purpose of our life.
那今天我们怎么拣选在基督的里面。
So today, how do we choose in Christ?
在当时挪亚的时代。
In the time of Noah,
这是一件很不可能的事情。
This is something impossible at that time.
因为挪亚是照着神的命令。
Because Noah was following the commandment of the Lord.
叫他造一个方舟。
To build an ark.
而造在山上。
It's on the top of a building, mountain.
从理性来看，这是不可能的事情。
From logically, this is impossible.
人造船都是在海上。
You build a boat on an ocean.
但是他在山上。
He built it on a mountain.
他也看那在那里宣布说。
So he declared.
洪水要来了。
A great flood is coming.
你们要回转。
You have to repent.
每一个人都在那里笑挪亚。
Everybody laughed at him.
所以笑到一个地步，没有一个人愿意进方舟。
To a point that nobody wants to go into that ark.
只有一这个挪亚一家八口。
Only Noah and his family.
有的人还被勉强进去的。
Some people are kind of forced into the ark.
感谢赞美主，如果你今天被勉强信耶稣也很好。
I thank the Lord that even if you're forced to believe in Jesus.
所以只有当洪水来到的时候。
But only when the great flood came.
这个水涨到山顶上。
The water came on top of the mountain.
只有在方舟里面得拯救啊。
Only in the ark that they are saved.
所有其他不在方舟里面全部都灭亡。
Everything outside the ark were perished.
今天
Today
是我们的拣选。
This is our choice.
到底我要进方舟还是要留在外面。
Do we want to be in the ark or not?
今天神在问我们说你在哪里。
God asks us again, where are you?
到底我们是在基督的里面还是不在基督的里面。
Are we in Christ? Or are we not?
可能你今天说我今天还很年轻。
Maybe you will say I'm young today.
我还有很多要享受的地方。
There are a lot of things I want to enjoy.
还有许多的目标我必须要去达成。
There are many goals that I want to pursue.
我没有时间去搞耶稣的事。
I don't have time for Jesus.
但是有一天。
But one day.
有一天我们都要面临。
One day.
当时所面临的。
We will all face what Noah has faced that day.
圣经说到
，The Bible says，
他说有一天这个天地要像衣服卷起来一样。
That this whole world is like a cloth will be rolled up。
只有在基督的里面才能够免去永远的灭亡。
Only in Jesus Christ we can pass this horrible ending。
操在我们的手中。
Our end is within our hand.
到底你今天拣选在基督里还是不在基督里面？
Whether or not if you choose in Christ.
如果你已经拣选，我们感谢主。
If you already have chosen in the Lord, praise the Lord.
如果你还没有拣选，盼望今天我愿意认识耶稣。
But if you have not, may today you make this choice.
可能你今天已经信了耶稣。
Maybe you have already believed in Jesus.
但是你的生活却是像一个不在基督里面的人。
But your life is not.Like the one who are in Christ.
今天有太多神的儿女。
Today, many children of God.
里面没有喜乐。
There's no joy.
常常被重担。
There are burdens in their heart.
里面没有平安。
There's no peace.
所以我昨天跟信童讲一件事。
So I talked to Brother Wong yesterday.
有一个人就说，如果你到一个教会啊。
He says if someone goes to a church.
他说你怎么去辨认这个教会的负责弟兄
？How do you know who are the responsible people of that church？
他说你看那个脸最长像苦瓜的那个就是。
If you find those who are with a bitter face, those are the one who are in charge.
因为他真的是劳苦担重担。
Because he bear the burdens.
教会的重担。
The burdens of the church.
有时候自己的重担已经够了，还要加上教会。
Not only his own burden, but with the burdens from church.
他今天早上跟我讲。
We talked this morning.
他说应该负责弟兄应该是最喜乐的人。
The responsible brothers should be the most joyful people.
我说圣经不有盼望。
The St. Gabriel has hope.
真的，我们要有喜乐。
Really, we have to have the joy.
因为我们的神是最喜乐的神。
Because our Lord is joy.
可以外面好像非常的荒凉。
Maybe outwardly can be, very empty.
但是在我们的里面要充满了喜乐，充满了盼望。
But in us, we have to have this hope and joy.
无花果树可以不发旺。
The fig tree might not
葡萄树也不结葡萄
blossom, and the vineyard might not have the grape.
圈中也没有羊
and there's no sheep and the fold.
但是因着耶和华成为我们最大的喜乐
the Lord who becomes our joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天改变荒凉的情形
to change the condition in us.
不是指望任何别人
Not through other people
指望你自己
But in us
我们自己必须要先改变
We have to change from ourselves
我们要从消极变成积极的
From passive to proactive
我们如果没有喜乐
If we do not have the joy
你要对付为什么没有喜乐的原因
Then we will want to find out why we are not joyful
为什么我们会担重担
Why are we bearing the burden?
前几天有一个福音朋友去看望他。
I visited a gospel friend.
他也是一个年长的。
He's an elderly person.
我就问他说最近怎么样啊
？I asked him how are you nowadays.
他说太多烦恼。
He says I have so many worries.
我说为什么会太多烦恼
？I said what happened?
每天想到这么许多的事情，就是没有办法平安了。
Oh, I think about things of my daily life. I just don't have peace.
我说当然了。
I said, of course.
你一个人担一定很痛苦啊。
You bear all this by yourself. Of course.
我就跟他讲，我说，你可以担几公斤的东西。
So I asked him, how much can you bear on your shoulder?
我就指着他的脸说，哇，他身体很好，可能可以担50公斤的。
I saw him. He has a strong body. So I said to him, you probably can bear 50 kilograms.
我说他最最最高的那个。程度可以担60公斤。
His max is 60 kilogram.
如果是你的担子超过60公斤，你就会垮下来。
And beyond that, your body will crush.
如果我来帮助你
，But if I come to help you,
哎，你担30公斤，我担30公斤。
I bear 30, and you bear 30.
哎，你就可以担，你就会觉得轻省。
And so you will feel it's lighter.
我说主耶稣今天呢，就是要帮我们担担子啊。
And Jesus came wants to bear our burdens.
主耶稣不仅仅要帮我们担30公斤啊。
Not only he wants to bear the 30.
他要担60公斤啊。
He wants to bear all 60.
你就能够喜乐，你就能够平安了。
Now you can be joyful and you will be peaceful.
我说你要不要耶稣担你的担子
？Do you want Jesus to bear your burden?
他说愿意。
He says, "I'm."
说在那个时候祷告，相信耶稣嘛。
And so.We pray and he believes in Jesus.
哎呀，你真的不敢想象第一次祷告祷告的这么好。
You cannot believe how beautiful the prayer was.
甚至连那个奉主耶稣的名，他都搞不清楚。
He didn't even know what the in Jesus' name is for.
但是呢，那里面就已经有喜乐了。
But he already had the joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
一个真正在基督的里面。
The one who are truly in Christ.
知道怎么样把担子卸在主的面前。
The person knows how to unload the burden to the Lord.
知道你的痛苦可以交在神的手中。
Knowing that you can entrust him to bear your pain.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
He said, "Come, those who are heavily laden."
这些话。
These words,
不仅仅是给那些还没有信耶稣的人、
啊、Not only for those who are not a believer,
更是给我们这些信耶稣的人。
But also for those who have believed.
不管你的担子是什么
，No matter what kind of burdens
you
have, 你
有没有交在主的手中
You give them to the Lord.
他说可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
You come and I'll give you rest.
今天早晨。
This morning, you can unload your burden to the Lord. You tell the Lord that I'm willing to unload my burden to you. I want to become a person who truly in Christ. We have the name, the status in the Lord. But we do not have the reality in the Lord. We have to repent before the Lord. We owe the Lord so much. His grace is such abundant grace. What we enjoy is just a little of that. The salvation of God is for every one of us. This is the time for us to choose.
你要决定你要过什么样的生活?
What kind of life that you want to live?
你要过一直是在下沉软弱的生活,是你自己的拣选。
It's your choice to live in a downward, depressing life.
但是今天主要我们拣选他。
But today the Lord wants us to choose Him.
拣选耶稣基督。
To choose the Lord.
过一个积极的生活,
to live a proactive life,
过一个复兴的生活,
to live a revival life,
过一个得胜的生活,
to live a victorious life.
但是我们必须要拣选,
but we have to choose.
到底你拣选什么?
Which one are you choosing?
到底拣选在基督里面还是不在基督的里面?
In the Lord or not?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
我同样问一个问题。
I'll ask you the same question. This morning,
神在问说你在哪里?
God asks, where are you?
不仅仅说到你将来的结局,
not only talks about your ending,
乃是说到你今天生命的光景在哪里,
but talks about the condition of today.
你满意你属灵的生活吗?
Are you satisfied with your spiritual life today?
但是今天主耶稣可以改变这个光景,
but Jesus Christ can change this condition.
当那个弟兄愿意把自己的一生奉献给神,
when that brother who offered his entire life to the Lord,
他的生命改变了,
he changed.
你要改变吗?
Do you want to be changed?
如果你愿意改变,
if you are willing,
你盼望改变,
if you hope to be
你
抓
住
主, hold on to the Lord,
主动地抓住主,
to proactively hold on to the
主,
Lord,
主我要你,
he said, I want you, Lord,
我要拣选你,
I want to choose you,
我要过一个得胜的生活,
I want to live a victorious life.
我要过一个真正在基督里面的生活。
I want to live a life that is in Christ.
如果这是你的心愿,
if that's your desire,
把你的右手举起来,
please raise your right hand.
感谢主还有没有, 感谢主还有没有这样的弟兄姊
妹,
真的从心里面愿意抓住主,
truly if from our heart,
还有没有这样的弟兄姊妹, 感谢主还有没有,
thank you, Lord.
感谢主。我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
我祷告一句，请各位祷告一句。
I said one sentence you follow.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord.
今天早晨。
This morning.
你把这个荣耀的信息摆在我的面前。
You present this great message.
我实在不满意我的生活。
I'm not satisfied with my life.
我不满意我与你之间的关系。
I'm not satisfied the relationship between you and me.
主耶稣，我要改变这样光景。
Lord, I want this condition to be changed.
我要拣选你。
I want to choose you.
我要拣选一直住在你的里面。
I want to choose to continuously live in you.
主把我的权力交在你的手中。
Give my
authority to you. 你做工在我的身上。
Work in me.
我把我的担子卸在你的面前。
Unload all my burdens.
主求你把你的安息赐给我。
Please give your
我要过一个得胜的生活。
I want to live a victorious life.
一个荣耀你的生活。
A glorious life.
能够叫你的面光有荣耀的生活。
To glorify your name.
求主怜悯我。
Oh Lord, please.
求你带领我前面的道路。
Please lead our
不仅仅改变我的生命。
Not only change my life,
改变我的心态,
change my attitude,
改变我们的教会,
change our church,
你结束一切的荒凉,
you stop all,
把我带入复兴的光景,
wilderness condition,
我个人要复兴,
victorious condition.
我的家庭要复兴
personally and family,
我的教会也要复兴
and in church,
垂听我的祷告
please listen to our prayer,
荣耀敬拜归给你
give all the glory and thanks to you,
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name we pray,
Amen.
Amen.